Hello and welcome to another edition of ISV Radio. I am your host, Jaime Roque. Thank you once again for being with me. I really appreciate it. Today our topic will be cancer. So I'll be sharing with you a personal story of mine and an amazing brand coming out of Tijuana, California, and even what deodorant I think, in my opinion, you should be using. All mixed with a good dose of great music. So right now, you're listening to Diamante Eléctrico with Las Horas. So we'll see you on the flip side.
Creí siempre que era fuerte y como te quiero. Yo que siempre tuve fe en la soledad. Y ahora que ya te perdí, me mata la pena.
Gina, we have to talk to you.
Is butter a carb?
Yes. Gina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So? So that's against the rules, and you can't sit with us. Whatever. Those rules aren't real. They were real that day I wore a vest, because that vest was disgusting. You can't sit with us!
And with these famous words from the movie Mean Girls, and inspired Marlon Vasquez founded Cancer You Can't. Cancer You Can't started in October of 2014 in Tijuana, Baja California. According to Marlon, what we do is simple. We try to offer some fashionable t-shirts inspired by the quote Mean Girls and hope to give people the chance to be trendy while helping. Following in the same footsteps as Tom's and One Face Watch, organizations that give back when you purchase their products, this brand donates a percentage of their proceeds to different Mexican foundations that provide healthcare to women and children with breast cancer and childhood cancer. So far, Cancer You Can't has donated to 3 different organizations, 2 in Mexico City and 1 in Tijuana, CIMAB, Castro Limón, and Casa de la Amistad. And this summer, they are launching their featured collection, which they have contacted 3 different Tijuana-based designers and let them make their art on their letters of the t-shirts. So, definitely check them out. I will be posting the link, and I'm going to order. I've already ordered, and I can't wait for this featured collection to come out. So some people who don't know me personally can probably raise a question of, like, why do you identify with the topic of cancer so much? Like I said, cancer has affected or will affect everyone in the world at some point or another, because they got it themselves or through family members or friends, or everybody knows somebody who has been affected by cancer. My personal story is no different than many others in the world. After a long battle and constant chemotherapy, my father succumbed to the disease in 2012. He battled it for 3 years. My grandmother died in 2006, also of cancer. And it's still a heavy topic on my heart. And it's something that you really don't wish upon anybody. There's just highs and lows throughout the whole battles. Like I said, constant chemotherapy, this, that, side effects that are good, that are bad. And I still remember having a combo about my dad's last treatment. We were in San Francisco, and my dad was very, very privileged. And he had a lot of the best doctors and treatments and everything. And I remember having a talk with him. It was my dad, my mom, and myself. And it was pretty much towards the end. Doctors were, my dad was part of clinical studies. And so doctors were coming just like to the end point and saying, oh, you know, this is the last treatment, Vicente. Do you want it? It's 50-50. It works. It doesn't. Do you want to take this or do you just want to go home? Pretty much. And I remember having that last convo about his last treatment. And I remember him saying, like, I don't want to do this. I just don't want to do this anymore. And myself and my mom, we respected that. And we were just like, okay, but you know, if you don't do this treatment, then that's it. According to the doctors, that's it. And he was like, yeah, I know. He's like, I just don't really want to do this anymore. But then something changed in him. And he was just like, a couple minutes later, he's like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do this. And that's what I loved about my father, that he was, first of all and foremost in life, he was just a go-getter. And then faced with like the most important battle of his life, literally, he was just like, you know what? Let's do this. Come on, let's do this. So, I mean, just memories like that stick in my mind. I mean, we've known that there's been advances in modern medicine that have allowed us to live longer. Not us, not me, but you know, the people affected by cancer, it has allowed them to live longer, but there's still no cure. And we talked about this in one of our early podcasts, which was this year, and we talked about the pharma industry and the industry of death, and how the pharmaceutical companies just come up with medicines in quotations, just to keep the person long enough alive so they can keep getting money to them. It seems like, I mean, we've all heard of the Gerson therapy. Well, at least I've heard of the Gerson therapy. I did a lot of research when my dad was alive. And, you know, natural cures coming about. But, you know, I call it conspiracy theory, conspiracy truths, whatever you want to call it. But there is a pharmaceutical industry that is profiting amazing amounts of dollars by this industry. Not just, you know, not just cancer, but also others. But an amazing amount of dollars are being made every day by these cancer patients. Just, like I said, just keeping them alive long enough to keep sucking that money out of them. So, like I said, these issues are very important to me because I lost what I loved the most. It was taken from me by cancer. And I mean, with the advances in modern medicine, like I said, it's amazing. And there's a doctor by the name of John Bell, who he's a senior scientist at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute. And he is giving hope to the people that are going through this horrible disease. He figured out that viruses can attack cancer cells without harming the healthy cells. So, and he's using viruses that have, or diseases that have been known already. He's using measles, smallpox, and HIV to stop cancer pretty much. So studies they have done show that the viruses deactivate the cancer cells and alerts our own immune system to attack like the tumor cells, the cancer cells. We all know that our own immune system does fight cancer cells on the daily, but cancer cells pretty much just find a way around it, and that's when the tumor starts growing. You know, I'm using the glioblastoma case on the brain tumor. That usually starts growing, and because it found a way to go around the immune system. But according to this doctor, John Bell, he says we will see a cure for cancer in our lifetime. And you can argue that he means it in the pharmaceutical way. But like I said, I am very skeptical sometimes of the whole pharma industry. And I don't know if a cure is to their benefit in terms of money-wise and curing the millions and millions of people of cancer. I remember I had an old roommate, his name was Josh Kim, and he told me about his grandpa who had lung cancer, and he went to South Korea to get treatment over there because he would get cured, and he did, and he's alive now. And so this was in the early stages of when my dad had cancer, and he was, you know, obviously we don't all have that privilege to go to Korea, South Korea, and do that, but I'm just saying, keep an open eye, keep an open mind to possible natural cures. People talk about hemp oil, the Gerson therapy. Like I said, I don't know what treatment my ex-roommate's grandfather did in South Korea, but hey, he's alive today and well. So, like I said, keep an open mind. And like I said, pharma industry, just keep that in the back of your head as well. So this using of vaccines to fight cancer is fairly new. It's something that I didn't know about when my father was going through this. Like I said, my dad was part of clinical studies, so I feel like he contributed in his own way while he was fighting the disease. So maybe others after him can benefit from the research that was done to him. A lot of the clinical studies were done at UCSF in San Francisco. And not a lot of them were always good. There was a lot of negative reactions to things, obviously because they're clinical studies that are, you know, they're just testing them out on patients pretty much, just to see what's working and what's not. But I also think it's important to remain optimistic and yet real concerning this disease. Like I said, my father was very optimistic with a lot of downs, but he was very optimistic most of the time. He had this saying called "Bendecido y en Victoria." So someone would always ask him, "Oh, ¿cómo estás, don Vicente?" And he would never say, "Oh, no estoy bien. You know, I'm not good. I'm doing this." No, he would always be like, "I'm good. He's I'm blessed and in victory. Bendecido en Victoria." And that's why I liked Cancer You Can't, because they're fashion conscious while not directly talking about the disease, but they're raising awareness, and they're just. It's just pretty much, in my opinion, what the new millennials, what the new generation is, how we deal with these disease. Yes, we'll talk about it. Yes, we want to raise awareness, but we also want to make a difference with it. This generation is using all the resources and tools, you know, for example, like social media, talent, for good. Like I said, to raise awareness, we are no longer content with sitting to the side and letting, you know, opportunities pass us by concerning raising awareness and a lot of issues, not just cancer. But like I said, cancer, you can't really strike a chord with me just because they are raising awareness in a almost a new wave, a new wave of the way our new generation works with the social medias and everything, like the hashtags and all that stuff. So definitely check out Cancer You Can't. They're on Facebook, on Instagram. I will post the links up so that way you can order from them. Like I said, I already ordered a shirt. I cannot wait until that fashion, the new, or not the new fashion line, but the new line, the featured collection, is coming out this summer. Like I said before, they contacted 3 different Tijuana-based designers, and they let them make their art on and letters on their shirt. So definitely look out for that. Support, because every little bit helps. You never know if that $1 you gave, if that $5 you paid for the shirt, if that was the $5 that got the research into, or, you know, made someone's day better concerning cancer, you know, like a treatment or something, and that was a breakthrough that we needed. So you never know. Every little bit helps. Every seed planted will always grow. So definitely check out Cancer You Can't Facebook, Instagram, and check out the links below this podcast on the post, so you can definitely support them. And we thank them for letting us talk about their organization and giving them a shout out right now. So shout out to Cancer You Can't. Thank you, Marlon. And like I said, I look forward to seeing more of Cancer You Can't, especially here in the U.S. We will definitely, here at ISV Radio, we will definitely do our part and spread the love and awareness of Cancer You Can't. So before we end this show, this podcast, I did mention in the beginning that I was going to give you my opinion, like I said, in my opinion, what deodorant you should use, all within the ranges of the topic of cancer. Like I said, during the time my father was going through his battle, I did a lot of research, read a lot of articles, and this one popped up a lot, and it resonated with me because it dealt with breast cancer, and Cancer You Can't deals with it. They give to foundations dealing with breast cancer, and we all have moms, wives, sisters, cousins that are females, and you know what I mean. And and I don't want anybody to go through this, you know, especially anybody from my family. I already lost 2 people that I love dearly to this horrible disease, and I don't want to lose any more. So the topic of, can antiperspirants or deodorants cause breast cancer? So I'm going to be reading from cancer.gov. Articles in the press and on the internet have warned that underarm antiperspirants, a preparation that reduces underarm sweat, or deodorants, a preparation that destroys or masks unpleasant odors, cause breast cancer. The reports have suggested that these products contain harmful substances which can be absorbed through the skin or enter the body through nicks caused by shaving. Some scientists have also proposed that certain ingredients in underarm antiperspirants or deodorants may be related to breast cancer because they are applied frequently to an area next to the breast. Aluminum-based compounds are used as an active ingredient in antiperspirants. These compounds form a temporary plug within the sweat duct that stops the flow of sweat to the skin surface. Some research suggests that aluminum-based compounds, which are applied frequently and left on the skin near the breast, may be absorbed by the skin and cause estrogen-like hormonal effects. Because estrogen has the ability to promote the growth of breast cancer cells, some scientists have suggested that the aluminum-based compounds in antiperspirants may contribute to the development of breast cancer. So, with that being said, that was from cancer.gov. I don't want to take the risk. just reading that alone is kind of like raising my eyebrows, like, So, I found this amazing deodorant that I had been using for the past 2 months, and it's called Green Virgin Products. And no, they don't pay me. to promote this or anything. It's just stuff that I find along the way that I think and hope people will find useful and beneficial. Like I said, I've been using this for 2 months. It's worked better than any deodorant that I've ever had, hands down. Hands down. I used to use Old Spice. I'd buy the 3-packs, you know, just because I love the way it smelled. But eventually that wears off. This, I've actually worn, and I remember when I went camping, I wore it, put it on once in the morning, was out all day hiking, walking, doing this and that, and it was good. I didn't smell pretty much. So this product is called Green Virgin Products. You can find it at www.greenvirginproducts.com. And it's 100% pure, all-natural mineral salts deodorant. No toxic chemicals, no aluminums, no carcinogen. This product prevents odors instead of trying to cover them up with toxic perfumes. It will not stain shirts, which is amazing. I can attest to that. I hate that. No sticky feel. Another great thing. We've all had that time where we put on the shirt and put on the deodorant and gets all stained. It's not a good feeling. Will last over a year in normal use, which I can attest to. I've been using it for 2 months, and it definitely looks like it's going to last me till the end of the year. It says on here, best deodorant on the planet for men and women of all ages, will not cause a rash, totally hypoallergenic, will not harm the environment or ozone layer, and as always, none of our products is ever tested on animals. So definitely, I recommend this. You're going to save money, first and foremost, because you won't be buying deodorants all the time. And the whole rash thing, I remember I had a rash a little discomfort always using deodorants. It was always there. It was like a red mark. And once I started using this, it went away. I don't have it anymore. And that alone for me was pretty good. I mean, it wouldn't bother me, but it was just always there. It was almost like a burn mark. But after using this, definitely went away. So like I said, the debate can rage on if it's true, if it's not true, if, you know, if these salt crystal deodorants, as they call them, still contain aluminum, but different ways. But like I said, for me, it's been working, and you can try it out if you want. I actually found it in a small organic shop in downtown LA. But like I said, the website is greenvirginproducts.com, so check it out. So thank you once again for being with me on this edition of ISV Radio. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. If you want to subscribe to any more of our podcasts, you can go to iTunes and search ISV Radio, and you can listen to our whole feed there. Don't forget to check out facebook.com/cancer you can't and instagram.com/cancer you can't, and you can actually search hashtags now on Instagram. Well, you've always could, but I just found out. So search the hashtags and just type in Cancer You Can, and you will get all their stuff, all the social media stuff. And definitely support. Support, support, support. That's how we help out one another and raise awareness and create this amazing social media global community, which I think is one of the best things to come out of social media. This generation has definitely found the trick to getting their faces out there, the products out there, whether they be good or bad. I mean, we have that debate of social media being good and bad. But I think this is a prime example of social media being good. Of the social media being used for good. So definitely check out Cancer You Can't. Order from them. Promote them here in the U.S. I know we're going to promote them a lot. Get the word out pretty much. So yeah, definitely check them out. And as always, you check out www.insumavigilia.com. You can check out all our podcasts there. You can leave us a message. You can email me at jaime@insumavigilia.com and check out my Twitter at Jaime Roque. And don't forget to subscribe. So thank you so much for being with me. I really appreciate it. And we are going to go out with a song by a band, a local band from Santa Ana, California. A lot of people don't know, but I'm also a musician, and I actually ran into these guys at one of our last shows, and as soon as I heard them, I was like, dude, these guys are really good. just the vibe they gave off, the stage presence, it was amazing. So they're called the OC Hurricanes. Check them out, facebook.com, OC Hurricanes. And you can check out some of their music. Search YouTube, the Hurricanes, and you will find their music. So definitely check these guys out. They're amazing. Cool guys. Thank you once again. Stay blessed and wide awake. And we're going to go out with the Hurricanes and I Want Your Love. See you next time.
Girl, you're her man. I tell her that you love her, she'll understand. I tell her, girl.